You're seeing things. I'm not here. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you seem like you're crazy. Because you're not crazy. It's just, it's not what it looks like. What does it look like to you? You think I've been living in your attic. Oh, so funny. Just because I have some pillows and blankets up here, and sometimes I go through your walls and just look at you. Stare at you. See what you're doing. Just really making sure you're fine. But I'm not living here. I fell. Yeah, I was walking, and then I decided to try some parkour. Jumping from roof to roof. Somehow I landed on yours. I fell through an open window. Yeah, while trying to climb a building, your building, your home. And, I tried to find a way out through the roof. And I got stuck in your attic. There's no windows up here. True, I could have left through the window or the door. But then you got home. That's right. You got home. And I didn't want to scare you. I didn't want you to see me and call someone. This was just a big misunderstanding. So I decided to rest here. Oh, where did this pillow and blanket come from? They were in a box in the corner of the attic. Right, and the box just disappeared. Maybe you came up here and you got rid of it. And you didn't see me. Maybe. No, of course you would remember. You'd remember that. What if somebody broke in? Yeah. And they wanted to freak you out by taking your boxes. I have an idea. I'll stay here. I'll watch over your home. I'll make sure no one else comes in and steals your boxes. I think that sounds like a wonderful plan. Don't you? I know we broke up. I know we're no longer together. Well, from your perspective. But that doesn't mean I don't care about you. I want to keep you safe. Protect you. I can look after you. Guard you. What's what? Silly, that's a toothbrush. Yeah, you're missing one. The person who took your box must have thrown it up here. I didn't realize it was yours. I'm just keeping it safe. By my bedside. By my little blanket and pillow. No, you don't have to leave. Really, you can stay. You don't have to run away. You don't have to leave. You don't have to call anyone. I don't think anyone needs to be called. It was just such a misunderstanding. I told you it's not what it looks like. I'm not living in your attic. I'm just keeping you safe. Wandering your walls, just... Well, sometimes I watch you sleep. Just for safety reasons. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But put your phone away. Let's be reasonable. I just like to watch you dream. Getting a good night's rest. Sleeping so soundly. So peacefully. I just want to make sure you're safe. Okay, great. What if I told you I'm still in love with you, and I just want to protect you and do everything I can for you? Would that make you feel better? Sweetie, I don't know why you look so scared. If I wanted to do something to you, I would have already done it. That just shows you how much I love you. How much I'm willing to protect you. So let's not be irrational. Let's not do anything we'll regret. I would really hate it if you regretted something. Living with a guilty conscience. Now, let's talk. Why do you want me to leave? All I've ever done was love you. And maybe smelled your clothes. Maybe used your toothbrush. Maybe you slept with some of your pillows that had some of your smell on it. Oh, you have such a wonderful smell. Crazy? What about this seems crazy to you? Just because I love you? Just because I've done things for you? Done things to the thought of you? If loving you is crazy, then I must be absolutely insane. Why are you agreeing with me? That's not very nice of you. I'm over here, trying to make our relationship work. You're calling me crazy. You know what? I think I should leave. Mm-hmm. So if you don't mind, if you'll give me some privacy, I'll gather my things. You got me. I don't have anything. I just thought I could take some of your stuff, if you don't mind. Fine. Just don't call anyone. And I'll leave. I'm going. You better not call anyone while I'm away. Warn anyone that I was here. Because I'm not a threat to you. I'm not a threat to anyone, I promise. See, I'm not crazy. Acting perfectly rational. But you don't even need this toothbrush. Fine. It's yours. You can have it. I'll be back. I didn't say anything. I said, you have a lovely back. Just, don't Don't forget that it's kind of hot outside. Remember to leave your windows unlocked. Or, you know, maybe the door open. Something to just cool off. I'm going. But I'll be back. Sooner or later, you'll realize you love me. And you'll crave me. And I'll be waiting for you, my love.